RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia's action awaited by the world. Indonesia towards the UN 72nd General Assembly. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo says that Indonesia's action is highlighted by world leaders. He affirmed that Indonesia should provide solution for the problems in the world, including solving problems for the Palestinian conflict and the conflict in Rakhine State, Myanmar. He took, for example, related to Palestine, that in 2016 Honorary Embassy of Indonesia in Ramallah, Palestine had been open and Rakhine State issues. Indonesia's stance is clear that violence in Rakhine State should be stopped immediately. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo while attending the National Silaturahmi of Al-Quran III Tafsir at Manahan Solo Stadium Central Java on Sunday. The team of the National Silaturahmi was Merajut Kebinekaan Memperteguh Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia, which means knitting diversity, strengthening the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Starting Sunday night, local time, New York City police closed down a number of streets located around the United Nations Secretariat building located on the 1st Avenue and 42nd Street, Manhattan. The residents of Manhattan City have important guests, representative from some countries who will meet at UN headquarters in the Turtle Bay region earlier this week to discuss important issues on a global scale at the 72nd summit at the UN General Assembly. The 72nd round of the UN General Assembly will kick off on Tuesday, while the general debate will also open on Tuesday. The permanent representative building of the Republic of Indonesia to the United Nations in New York, located at 325 East 38th Street, not far from the UN Secretariat building, has been busier in recent days than its usual days as it becomes the headquarters of Indonesian delegation members to prepare and package the Indonesian agenda to be brought to the annual UN General Assembly this year. The flight from Padang to Saudi Arabia is finally open. The regional government of Padang City has a meeting with the travel agency Hajj. In the future, there will be direct flights from Minangkabau International Airport to Saudi Arabia. Padang Mayor Mahyildi Ansharullah said on Monday that the direct flights is to be opened in November. Two airlines, namely Garuda Indonesia and Lion Air, have prepared their fleets to Saudi Arabia. He further explained during the meeting with the two airlines, the airlines wants a stopover area. Mayor Mahyildi wants the city of Chennai in India as a transit area. He also said that the city of Chennai is chosen as a transit area because the city is quite potential in terms of trade. Mayor Mahyildi has seen enough goods or products from other countries sold in Saudi Arabia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Illegal e-viral eradication Central Task Force has carried out 1,002 sting operations. Head of the Illegal e-viral eradication Central Task Force, Commander General Dwi Priyatno, said in Jakarta on Sunday that the sting operation has been conducted within 10 months. Dwi revealed that in the past 10 months, 31,000 reports were received from citizens relating to illegal e-vials. From the report, Sabar Pungli or the Illegally Via Eradication Central Task Force team conducted further investigation. He continued that the task force certainly clarified the reports it could be because of personal dislike, lack of supervision, and so on. We also stated that out of the 1,002 sting operations, the team managed to save as much as 319 billion rupiah. Jakarta Metro Police have cracked down an online child pornography ring who sold porn pictures and video via Twitter account at VGK Sale. Three members of the ring, identified as Yul, 19 years old, Her, 30 years old, and IK, 30 years old, were arrested in three different locations. Jakarta Police Director for Criminal Justice, Senior Commissioner Adi Derian, said that the offenders themselves were victims of sexual abuse during their younger years. He told in a press conference in Jakarta on Sunday that they were victims. The police will offer a therapy. According to the police, the three suspects tweeted child porn images and videos on Twitter. The buyers would pay by transferring money through ATM or in exchange for phone credits. The police added that an offender claimed to have made transaction with 150 people. The police have seized 10 million rupiah and 750,000 child porn contents. The government is advised to increase the ceiling for the import tax on goods purchased in other countries, currently $250 for each individual and $1,000 for a family. Center for Indonesia Taxation Analysis Executive Director Justinus Prastowo said in Jakarta recently that it is time to revise the policy by considering the inflation rate, people's income, and people's purchasing power. He referred to Finance Minister Regulation No. 188/2010 on imported goods. Although the regulation has been in place since 2010, it has been enforced only recently, causing people some surprise to discover that they have to pay various taxes at airports for goods they purchased abroad. Provincial governments of East Java has prepared budget worth 100 billion rupiah as fund to handle emergencies such as drought that hit a number of areas in that province. East Java Deputy Governor Saifullah Yusuf has said in Sidoarjo, East Java recently that the funds are prepared in the event of emergency, one of which is drought in several regions in East Java. He said that every year the government prepares the fund and the emergencies do not use up all of the allocated funds. This indicates that emergencies in East Java can still be handled well. He expressed that provincial government has maintained intensive communication with regency's authorities that face drought in their respective regions to determine the right measures to deal with drought. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, a commentary to the entitling Indonesian Assistance for Rohingya. The government of Indonesia again provided assistance for Rohingya refugees after delivering 10 containers of food and medicine in January and February. On Wednesday morning, 13 September 2017, the Indonesian government again sent humanitarian aid to Rohingya refugees in the Myanmar-Bangladesh border. In his speech, when releasing 34 tons of humanitarian aid at the base of Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in Jakarta on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo said that humanitarian aid could be sent after sending Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to meet the governments of Myanmar and Bangladesh. The humanitarian aid for Rohingya refugees released by President Joko Widodo on Wednesday was the first batch sent by the Indonesian government this time. It consists of rice, ready-to-eat food, water tanks, tents, children's clothing and blankets transported by four Indonesian military Hercules aircraft from Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in East Jakarta. According to the head of Indonesian Civil Mission, Junjungan Tambunan, the assistance is the most needed by the refugees at this time. The government of Indonesia is committed to easing the burden of Rohingya refugees by taking various steps through diplomacy approach and sending direct assistance to the more than 370,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. The humanitarian aid for Rohingya refugees certainly cannot be done alone by the government. Several humanitarian organizations in Indonesia, entrepreneurs and private sectors also helped the Indonesian government's move. They are involved in efforts to alleviate the suffering of Rohingya refugees on the Myanmar-Bangladesh border. The support of the Bangladesh government and international organizations is also indispensable. This is to ensure that the assistance provided by the Indonesian government can be targeted and as needed. The Indonesian government's efforts are deserved being appreciated because it prioritizes more on real action in helping to solve the Rohingya conflict by sending humanitarian aid and diplomacy approach rather than merely criticizing and protesting. Hopefully, the Indonesian government's mood in providing humanitarian assistance can be beneficial to Rohingya refugees, and there will be diplomacy ways to solve the conflict so that there will be no more victims. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back in our daily program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll begin with an event which occurred on September 18, 1948, when North Korea proclaimed its independence. North Korea is a country in East Asia, constituting the northern part of Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang is the nation's capital and largest city. To the north and northwest, the country is bordered by China and by Russia, along with the Amnot, known as the Yalu in China, and two main rivers. It is bordered to the south by South Korea, with the heavily fortified Korean Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, separating the two. Nevertheless, North Korea, like its southern counterpart, claims to be the legitimate government of entire Korean Peninsula. In 1910, Korea was annexed by the Empire of Japan. After the Japanese surrender at the end of World War II in 1945, Korea was divided into two zones, with the north occupied by the Soviets and the south by the Americans. Negotiations on reunification failed, and in 1948, separate governments were formed, the Social Democratic People's Republic of Korea in the north and the Capitalist Republic of Korea in the south. An impatient initiative by North Korea led to the Korean War during 1950-1953. The Korean Armistice Agreement brought about a ceasefire, but no peace treaty was signed. The next event was in 1948 about the Madiun Incident. The Madiun Incident was a violent conflict that occurred in East Java in September until December 1948 between communist rebels of Indonesian Communist Party, PKI, and the Indonesian Armed Forces. The PKI wanted to seize power from the government of Indonesia and make it a communist government by occupying the city of Madiun. This event began with the proclamation of the state of the Soviet Republic of Indonesia, the system of government of the Russian communist model, on 18 September 1948 in Madiun City by Musso, a figure of Indonesian Communist Party backed by the Defense Minister Amir Sharifuddin. At the time until the era of the old order, this event is called the Madiun Incident and never referred to as the rebellion of the Communist Party of Indonesia. The new order era, this event began to be called PKI Madiun Uprising. Kidnapping and community leaders happened in Madiun, whether they were civilian or military figures in government or community and religious figures. And the next event was in 1981, when the death penalty was abolished in France. Capital punishment was practiced in France from the Middle Ages until 1977, when the last execution took place by guillotine, being the only legal method since the French Revolution, with the exception of offering a scapegoat for some crimes. The last person to be executed in France was Hamida, John Duby, who was put to death in September 1977. The death penalty was abolished in French law in 1981. It is now also forbidden by the French Constitution and by several human rights treaties to which France is a party. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
Hello listeners, welcome back with me, Mana Rahmana, in Focus. The title of today's Focus is Indonesia and Bangladesh Improve Energy Cooperation. Indonesia and Bangladesh signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to strengthen cooperation in the energy sector. This was followed by imports of liquefied natural gas LNG from Indonesia and the development of gas infrastructure in Bangladesh. The Memorandum of Understanding is based on goodwill between Indonesia and Bangladesh to cooperate in the energy field. The signing of the MOU at the building of Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources in Jakarta on last Friday, the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Ignatius Jonan, said that the cooperation is the best in the supply of liquefied natural gas. He said that the liquefied natural gas procurement will be followed on business-to-business by PT Pertamina and Petro Bangla as a state-owned enterprises, respectively. On the occasion, Minister Ignatius Jonan advises both parties to pay attention to business economy. He also explained that business cooperation should be based on commercial value between the two countries. Minister Ignatius Jonan hopes that Indonesian cooperation with Bangladesh can be followed not only on liquefied natural gas but also on other energy sectors. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Minister of State Electricity, Energy and Resources, Nasrul Hamid, appreciated the opening of cooperation opportunities. One of the objectives is to overcome the deficit of liquefied natural gas supplies in Bangladesh. He affirmed that Bangladesh is currently in need of liquefied natural gas supply because its reserves had been depleted. He said that by 2018, it is estimated that Bangladesh will have a deficit of liquefied natural gas of about 1 million tons per year and will increase to about 11 million tons per year by 2030. He said to me, the gas deficit, the government of Bangladesh through Petro Bangla will import liquefied petroleum gas. Meanwhile, President Director of Petro Bangla, Abdul Mansur Faisullah, explained that the import of liquefied natural gas is intended to anticipate the increasing need for gas in Bangladesh. The country hopes to import liquefied natural gas from Pertamina by 1 million tons per year. Currently, Bangladesh's gas need is 700 million cubic per day and is expected to rise to 2,500 million cubic feet per day after the next 10 years. The plan to import liquefied natural gas will be used to meet the needs of industry. A portion of 41% of current users has been allocated to meet 71% of power generation in Bangladesh. In addition to industrial needs, the supply of liquefied natural gas will be used to meet household needs. Meanwhile, Pertamina Gas Director Yeni Andayani said that she would follow the cooperation with Bangladesh. She said that the plan of cooperation is not only related to the supply of liquefied natural gas, but also preparation of various supporting infrastructure to convert gas into electricity. Listener, that was Focus Day, read by Rahmana.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo says that Indonesia's action is highlighted by world leaders. Starting Sunday night local time, New York City police closed down a number of streets located around the United Nations Secretariat building on the 1st Avenue and 42nd Street, Manhattan. The flight from Padang to Saudi Arabia is finally open. Illegal Eradication Central Task Force has carried out 1,002 sting operation. Jakarta Metro Police have cracked down an online child pornography ring who sold porn pictures and videos via Twitter account at VGK sale. The government is advised to increase the ceiling for the import tax on goods purchased in other countries, currently $250 per each individual and $1,000 for a family. Provincial government of East Java has prepared budget worth 100 billion rupiah as funds to handle the emergencies such as drought that hit a number of areas in the province. Listener, that was News in Brief, our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Enggang Dance in East Kalimantan. Stay tuned. Listeners, Kalimantan Island cannot be separated from the beauty of its nature. But Kalimantan wealth is not only on its nature because there are many tribes and various cultures on this island. One of the cultures is Enggang Dance from Dayak Kenyak tribe in East Kalimantan. Listeners, Burung Enggang or Hornbill Dance, or usually mentioned Enggang Dance, must be shown in every ceremony of Dayak Kenyah tribe. The dance describes daily life of Enggang bird. According to belief of Dayak Kenyah people, their ancestor came from the sky and went down to the earth like Enggang bird. Because of that, Dayak Kenyah people are very respectful and they also honor the hornbill so that Enggang Dance can be mean as an honor of Dayak Kenyah tribe to their ancestor. Besides, there are people who interpret Enggang Dance as the symbol of Dayak movement from one place to another in groups. Because Dayak tribe in the past always move and live their life nomadically. Listeners, Enggang Dance is performed by young girls of Dayak Kenyah tribe. When dancing, they wear ornament on hornbill on their heads and also big earrings. And they also hold the feathers of the bird's horn. The dance is being accompanied by traditional music, namely sampe, gendang, and gong. Sampe is Dayak's typical string instrument. Enggang Dance is often a welcome dance to the honored guests. Enggang Dance movement uses basic movement of hornbill. The movement of the dance consists of three main movements, namely nganjat, ngasai, and purak barik. Nganjat is the main or typical movement of Dayak dance which looks like ivory hornbill. The movement symbolizes beautiful movement of the dancers. Ngasai movement is like hornbill, which is flying. And Purak Barik is a basic movement, which is movement of place movement. On the progress, there is a new creation of Enggang dance, but the creation cannot be separated from its meaning and also philosophy which contains in Enggang dance. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Enggang dance from East Kalimantan. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is menyambut pemenang quiz VOI, or in English, welcoming the winners of VOI quiz. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Pemenang. Pemenang in English, winner. Quiz. Quiz in English, quiz. Datang. Datang in English, to come. Besok. Besok in English, tomorrow. Tahun ini. Tahun ini in English, this year. Jerman. Jerman in English, Germany. Yordania. Yordania in English, Jordan. Menjemput. Menjemput in English, to pick up. Mereka. Mereka in English, they. Bandara. Bandara in English, airport. Mempersiapkan. Mempersiapkan in English, to prepare. Makan malam. Makan malam in English, dinner. Hadir. Hadir in English, to attend. Karyawan. Karyawan in English, employee. Duta besar. Duta besar in English, ambassador. Perwakilan. Perwakilan in English, representative. Kedutaan besar. Kedutaan besar in English, embassy. Dewan Direksi. Dewan Direksi in English, Board of Directors. Dewan Pengawas. Dewan Pengawas in English, Supervisory Board. Restoran. Restoran in English, restaurant. Memperkenalkan. Memperkenalkan in English, to introduce. Kuliner. Kuliner in English, culinary. Keunikan. Keunikan in English, the uniqueness. Melayani. Melayani in English, to serve. Pelanggan. Pelanggan in English, customer or buyer. Next is a conversation about menyambut pemenang quiz VOI, or in English, welcoming the winners of
VOI quiz. As usual, I'll say every sentence loudly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Anna. Nita, besok tamu pemenang kuis VOI akan datang. Besok, tamu pemenang kuis VOI akan datang. In English, the winners of VOI quiz will come tomorrow. Pemenang tahun ini berasal dari Jerman, Albania, dan Yordania. Pemenang tahun ini berasal dari Jerman, Albania, dan Yordania. In English, the winners of this year come from Germany, Albania, and Jordan. Anna, apakah kamu ikut menjemput mereka di bandara? Apakah kamu ikut menjemput mereka di bandara? In English, do you want to pick them up to the airport? Nita, saya tidak ikut menjemput mereka. Saya tidak ikut menjemput mereka. In English, no, I do not pick them up. Saya mempersiapkan makan malam untuk mereka. Saya mempersiapkan makan malam untuk mereka. In English, I prepare a dinner for them. Anna, siapa saja yang akan hadir? Siapa saja yang akan hadir? In English, who will attend the event? Nita, selain pemenang kuis dan karyawan VOI, juga ada Duta Besar Yordania, perwakilan dari Kedutaan Jerman, juga Direksi dan Dewan Pengawas RRI. Selain pemenang kuis dan karyawan VOI, juga ada Duta Besar Yordania, perwakilan dari Kedutaan Jerman, juga Direksi dan Dewan Pengawas RRI. In English, besides the quiz winners and VOI employees, there will also Jordanian ambassador, representatives from German Embassy, Board of Directors and Supervisory Board of RRI. Anna, makan malam di mana? Makan malam di mana? In English, where do we get the dinner? Nita, makan malam di sebuah restoran Padang tidak jauh dari hotel mereka. Makan malam di sebuah restoran Padang tidak jauh dari hotel mereka. In English, we get the dinner at a Padang restaurant near the hotel. Anna, mengapa di restoran Padang? Mengapa di restoran Padang? In English, why should be at Padang restaurant? Nita, selain untuk memperkenalkan salah satu kuliner Indonesia yang terkenal seperti rendang, in English, besides to introduce one of Indonesian famous culinaries like rendang, restoran Padang mempunyai keunikan dalam melayani pelanggannya. Restoran Padang mempunyai keunikan dalam melayani pelanggannya. In English, the Padang restaurant also has its own uniqueness in serving buyers. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next week with another topic, sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll present Indonesian Kroncong songs performed by the talented Indonesian female singer, Sumiati. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Kicir Kicir by Sumiati. Is the original song from Batavi or Jakarta. The cheerful song is then performed in Kroncong Gendri. The lyrics look like the rhymes, containing the thread of advice that lead to positive things or goodness. Pantun is a culture that is also inherent with the life of Batavi people. The song Kicir Kicir, better known not only in the country, but also in various countries. The song Kicir Kicir also became one of the national songs that are often displayed on the international events. My listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Lain Dulu, Lain Sekarang by Sumiati. Enjoy the song.
Yang lucu, yang
the title of this song that describes the difference of ancient conditions and the present. This song is purely as entertainment only with a very strong rhythm of Batavi. This song also tells about a comparison to old parents and parents of today. Well, listener, Sumiati is the sister of the singer Mus Mulyadi, who is also known as the Kroncong singer. Sumiati previously done her career as a Kroncong singer in the Netherlands and returned to Indonesia in coinciding with the death of Bung Karno, the first president of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sunda Kelapa and Gambang Semarang by Sumiati. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Nusantara kepulauan
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Of hatred that makes people Sisters' lives, rather than turn into murderous demons with our bloody arms raised to the sky.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
This is the sweetest place, burying my feelings. I'm welcoming an eye into the darkest one. It tells me not to worry, for the time is yet to come for someone to arrive and heal the troubled one. Suddenly the rain falls, showering the desert stone. Wash away these tears of yesterday. I hear a sound of a raising chorus, sung by the angels and the broken heroes. I won't go back now, I feel so right, I found a place.
where dreams and life become one. And finally, I don't have to run. I found a place where dreams and life become one. Become one. Become one.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.